And welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. I am TJ.
Ben.
I'm Cliff.
Oh, for God's sake,
Steve, stop.
What?
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, your hand going up and down under the blanket is doing nothing. You're right.
And I'm on the couch, and I can feel the movement.
No, you're not on the couch. You're on the love seat.
The length of the stroke was dramatically...
TJ, I got
I think
one,
it was wrong, but...
I just got one thing to say about that.
If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you,
Tell me when this plays out.
All right, it's played out.
It's like whenever he starts singing, it's like prison sex. You're just going to have to let it ride out until it's done.
You don't fight it?
No. The more you fight, the more
they
like it.
What would you know about prison sex?
I've seen movies.
Those movies.
What, Cinemax at 3 o'clock in the morning when you were in
sixth
grade?
You've seen prison sex movies? And you left it on that channel.
I did.
You were watching Skinemax, and you were sitting there watching the... it was scrambled, and you were watching that little line move across.
I was following the
line.
And
then when it got
down
across the screen, you could see clear for about 3 seconds, and
that's
then the
right
line would come back.
Actually, depending on how fast the line was moving, sometimes you would get 6 seconds.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that.
Oh, my God, look, she's naked. Really, that was all the time you needed, usually.
Anyway.
That's it. That's all you needed.
Right now, we're on Facebook Live. This is
Hi.
An experiment to see
what up,
how this thing works. This is our, I guess, technically our second time trying, because we did it a little earlier tonight when Cliff was setting up.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, this makes a great podcast.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, Teresa said that stroke was a bit exaggerated, Steve. And
look at the scowl on his face, too.
And Layla,
how would she know?
Layla and Ralph are going to have mixed babies after Cliff gives her some of that Indian DNA.
Good gracious.
That
will be mixed.
Fucking pardon me?
Indian DNA.
Yeah, apparently.
Is it Indian with the dot, or?
I don't know. Ask Cliff. Why are you asking me?
I don't have the... No. It doesn't have...
Wait. You do have American
Indian.
The American Indian.
Right. So that's the other
one. But what in the world are you talking about?
I'm just talking about what I'm reading in this comment thread.
Right. Who read what from whom? Where? What?
And
hold on. There's
Layla
a perspective
wants,
out there. Hold
Layla
on a minute.
Wants some DNA from you, and then she's going to mix it with another guy's.
Layla says you're one of those dot Indians, so I don't...
I do not run
she
a
wants,
convenience store.
She wants your DNA, and then she wants to mix it with some other dude.
I'm flattered.
What, in a blender?
So
I guess she's going to make
it gonna have like
she wants to make a smoothie out of them.
She wants to have a Cliff
smoothie.
A semen smoothie.
A protein shake.
A threesome genetic cocktail.
And then she's going to pour it in.
Yeah,
yeah,
we've started
now.
Are you putting makeup on?
Oh, that's lip gloss, you jackass.
Steve doesn't know.
She's got a hot date.
So
we Facebook Live in the whole thing?
Just until I get tired of holding the phone.
I was about to say, until your arm gets tired.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many people do we have watching, or does it tell you?
12.
100.
12?
Yeah, that's a...
100?
That's a big...
It's better than Periscope.
Yeah, that's
we get
15 now.
Oh,
hot damn!
Okay, so is Layla still on?
Yeah, Layla's on there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here when I'm here?
Because Layla was working at a party tonight with David and.
Oh, excuses,
anyway,
excuses.
I don't know. Well, she's not. Okay, Ralph's having mixed babies with everyone, according to this comment thread.
Nice.
So, wow. Good job, Ralph.
We'll see you on the Maury Povich show.
You are not the father.
No, you are the father.
You
Ralph.
Are the father.
So,
I was just kidding. I didn't
did we have anything planned to talk about? It seemed like I had something. And
we had a few things, but I figured we'd kill some time until we got to that point, saying hey to everybody on the Facebook Live, because it sounds like Ben's ready to put the phone down.
No, I'm good. Oh, there's Brian Martin has joined.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Brian Martin.
We'll be doing a future podcast from the back patio at the Martin Estate, where we'll be having a beer tasting session.
Now, where are we going to get the brewages
yeah.
from?
Cliff and I will pick up a couple of six-packs of the...
I have a job. What are you trying
to
say?
Where we do the different... Yeah.
The different
ones.
Make your own
six-packs. We'll just get a few of those and bring them over.
Big
and,
bag of Dixie cups and...
Yeah,
and the little
e-cups.
Yeah, big bag of
because I wasn't gonna play anymore after that. We're gonna get a bunch of six bags and a big bag of dicks. We're gonna be on Brian Martin's porch. It just keeps going downhill.
Yep.
Go eat a bag of dicks.
Kind of like this guy I know. who said that he platonically would take showers with another man and lather him up. I don't know what.
That's, you know, that guy probably, he's got quite of imagination.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what to believe comes out of his mouth.
So you don't know anything about taking a platonic shower with another man?
I don't know.
And
don't,
lathering him up on
hashtag
penis?
Platonic shower.
I'm not sure who he's referring to.
Hashtag lathered penis.
Hashtag someone's jerking it in the corner.
Hashtag you're washing it too fast.
Hashtag you're washing it too slow.
Somebody's been
deliberately
reading it. Somebody's been reading penthouse letters.
Wash it deliberately, boys. Wash it deliberately.
Oh my gosh.
The director says no, you can't watch.
I can't get comfortable.
Oh god.
You don't look comfortable.
I don't look comfortable because I'm trying to push myself away from because he was doing something under the sheets and the pillows.
There is a photo on Facebook, as a matter of fact, of Steve laying over platonically cuddling with TJ. TJ looking extremely distressed.
What she said was okay. It's as long as it was two plutonic guys. Just,
have been buds for many years.
It's just me laying my head on your
crotch.
Soft on your soft, manly
crotch.
Hairy.
Crotch.
Beautiful.
It's not
chest.
Flattering.
None of this is helping.
What the hell?
Flattery is not doing a damn
You're
thing.
Getting all weirded out. It's the early 21st century. Get
21st.
With it. Sexual fluidity is the thing.
Yeah.
Sexual fluidity.
And in some corners in the world, someone's putting a plate in your lip. But I'm not buying into that either.
You need to solidify your sexuality, so to speak.
Your sexuality is too solid, man. You need to fluid it up.
Oh,
tell us about fluids and your sexuality.
Wait a minute. Teresa just hashtag tastes like soap.
Yeah.
Beat us all to the punch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Farting bubbles.
Tastes like Dial.
Tastes like Dial.
Oh, mercy.
Wow.
Dial. Life boy.
Life boy. Dial was the worst. Oh, my God.
I tell you what.
Tell us what.
Tell us, Steve. Tell us what.
Mr. Plutonic, and you can cuddle up on
Crowley,
people.
I just want to ask you a question. Have you ever been to a gay nude resort?
A what?
I can't remember.
A gay nudist resort.
Something like
we
that.
We Googled your name and it came up as the owner of a gay resort in Georgia or something.
I don't think so. Not to my knowledge.
Not to
Stephen L.
I've hung out a lot of weird places, but I don't remember that.
I think it was a Bear Films production.
I could have been really drunk or high, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the life you lead. TJ had to spin it back in the cup.
Who's to say?
I'm pretty sure the couch arm's going to dry over here. It's just a little spill.
Just water,
there
right?
There was an albeit brief bit part of my life. Albeit brief. There
albeit
was a part
sure.
of my life, albeit brief, that I was drunk a lot and high a lot.
I've never been high.
College
ever. I've never
41.
Smoked anything or took anything to get high.
Detroit, you're on the line.
No, don't start.
Go, Society Hill, go.
I'm half in the bag. Don't start that one.
So, but you've never done anything to
nothing.
Be-
I mean, I might have taken some supplements for weightlifting, that kind of a thing.
Creatine.
At some point. Yeah, they were all legal.
Dude, we're here because we're your friends.
But as far as illegal drugs, nothing ever.
Ever.
Hell, I don't think I've ever smoked a cigarette.
I don't want
Hope
to
not.
Admit.
I could see that.
I take that back. Once when I was about 3 years old, my mother left a cigarette burning on
child endangerment.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Well, it was in the bathroom. She left it in the ashtray, and I walked in there and saw it, and I remember taking it down and taking a puff off of it. And hating it and throwing it in the toilet and flushing it down. Then
not
she
my
said,
brand.
She said, Adam and I
not
went.
Not my brand. These aren't Lucky Strikes.
Well, wait a minute. This,
damn
this,
menthols.
This is even less my brand than me and Adam went and got the whole carton out of the kitchen, took them in the bathroom, tore them out the carton, tore all the cigarettes up, put them in a pile, and poured water on them.
Oh,
wow.
My.
Whoa, I bet your mom was happy about that.
We also painted the kitchen yellow one time, but that's a whole other story.
Not just the kitchen, from what I remember.
You telling us? Everything
in the kitchen. Yeah,
well, I haven't heard this story.
You ever
story.
Seen Weird Science? Adam, where the kitchen
Adam,
turned blue.
Yeah, that's it. It was yellow. Adam wanted to paint the kitchen, and he couldn't get the can of paint open. So I went there and opened it for him and let him have a rip.
That's also one of the jokes that the Jackass crew pulled on Bam Margera's parents.
Oh, they painted the kitchen blue.
They went
yeah.
in there and painted every single thing, even the cans and the. Everything in the cabinet's blue.
Well, you know, Mama came home one time and she found a package of bologna in the refrigerator with a bite taken out of it. not just the bologna, the plastic, the red pieces, the bologna, just a bite taken out of the entire pack.
And who would that have been?
That was Adam.
Oh, oh my God. We thought you were going to say it was you.
Speak of the devil. He just joined the Facebook feed. Ooh. Hey, Adam, we're talking about you eating the bologna
that time
over
the internet.
It was like a...
He heard his name, felt us talking about him.
He heard a vibration. His spidey sense kicked off.
Oh, man.
Adam sense.
We ought to see if he could duplicate that. We'll get
take
a
bite out of bologna.
We'll
he
get a
probably
thing
could.
Of bologna and then just have him take a big snap out of it.
He probably could do it. I'm sure it wouldn't be hard.
Snap into some bologna.
Sure, that'll work. His wife's a nurse. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you did the thing with the butcher knife where you chopped
up the counters.
Up
all the
Steve,
countertops.
You ever done anything like that in your anything? You,
cut up a counter?
No,
with
not
the,
just something
just
mischievous as a child,
destructive
like that.
Or inappropriate, or you know, like washing your dad in the shower. I mean, something.
Wow,
but I mean, it was platonic. It was platonic. So it
platonically
was cool.
Washing your father in the shower.
Go get me the dial, hon.
Hon,
get that round.
On.
Get the round shampoo bottle, hon.
Hey, hon.
Get the Ajax. The stain won't come off.
I can't remember doing anything bad like that. I really don't. Not anything really bad, mischievous. I mean, I didn't do all my mischievous shit until I got to be a teenager.
Yeah.
And but I don't remember. No.
No,
I don't remember.
The sad thing was, I was a teenager
like
when
that.
I hacked up all the counters.
No, you were you really?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, damn, I thought you were young.
I must have been 7 or 8.
Cliff, you ever do anything like that?
I guess
that?
I made up
stoved
for
in
time.
An 8-year-old's head with a rock.
Well, other than that one.
Oh, that one's still a biggie in my house. My dad still brings that up.
Does
really?
Remember when you hit that kid in the head, Bert in the head with a rock? Yeah, I remember that.
We used to have it. We had a tetherball pole outside that had one of those eye hooks through the top. You know.
Yeah.
And Adam decided to pull the entire pole out the ground and smack Dan Allen side of the head with it.
Oh, my God.
Criminal assault.
I think it was Adam's turn or something. I don't know.
It was Adam's turn.
You went first.
And Dan didn't want to give up his turn, so Adam ripped the pole out the ground and hit him in the head.
Hulk mad. Hulk smash. I can remember, I don't know if I've told this story, that Cal Wheeler shot Jimmy Estrada in the head with a BB gun.
I think you did.
Yeah.
It was a pellet gun. He, like, cocked it once or, like, pumped it once. And
it won't hurt.
And he put it up to his head, and he didn't think there was a pellet in there. I was like, ding! Right off of the old noggin.
So Jimmy's got a metal skull. Is that what you're saying? That's what it sounded like.
Or he's got a metal piece in there.
A straw.
He was a nom. He saw the shit.
I'm trying to think of any. I mean, I know when I was a kid, I think I remember one time crawling on top of the refrigerator and drawing a rose on the ceiling with lipstick on the popcorn ceiling.
Well, I think
it's a sign. It's a sign.
There's a
now,
picture
I,
of me wearing
oh,
a.
Oh, well, I did do something like that. No, go ahead.
There's a picture of me now. Wearing a one of those. You remember the Coker pedigreed seed hats with the corn on the emblem or whatever? There's a picture of me and my entire face is blue. I think my father did it. I don't remember. I don't know if I got in my mom's makeup or got into something. My entire face was blue.
Oh, he had his hands around your neck. Is that what you're saying?
No, there was something on my face.
Oh, darn.
Were you bobbing for apples after using Tidy Bowl or something?
Nah, it wasn't. It was like makeup or Halloween makeup or something. I just painted my entire face blue, I think. I have to ask Mom. I can't
Ran
remember.
Into a wet barn.
I can remember coloring down the hallway on the walls because I want to say it was maybe me and Jimmy Estrada or me and Cal Wheeler had made a haunted house in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And to tell people how to get there, we took crayons and markers and drew arrows down the hallway.
Because GPS wasn't around yet.
So we were ahead of our time trying to get people there. You know, and I think about the things. I think now
that was for company that came over at the key party and didn't know the house layout.
Didn't know the layout. It was a fire.
Don't come down here.
It was a fire exit.
Right.
It was, you know.
Stay out of here, Mr. Richardson.
The evacuation plan, you know. But I sit there and think about.
Are you my real dad?
He thought you were. That's
jingle.
This is not room 4.
Yeah, this is.
By the way, we've been corrected by a school teacher. It's platonic, not plutonic. I thought we were saying platonic.
It's named after Plato.
Right, but I thought that's what we were saying. But apparently, she said we're killing her because she thinks it sounds like we're saying Pluto. Oh, there's the keys.
There's the keys. Hold on.
Oh yeah. Oh, all I got's the house key. Anyway, oh,
but I think of the things. Princess, honey, damn. Anyway,
the dog's back.
God, that dog is aggravating.
I think about the things I did to the house when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That if my kids did that, I would.
Yeah,
I would have a God, stroke. Yeah.
All those fires you started.
I'll tell you something.
Yes.
All the fires you started.
We didn't know it till years later when the kids had moved out of the playroom. When they were little, they had the bedroom. They had a playroom.
Yeah.
Well, when they moved out of their playroom, we were moving out to move to our new house. Yeah. And I had gone in there and was cleaning it out. And I shut the door. And on the back of the door, there were all these drawings all over it of these little heads with... The kids had, they would draw a round head, and the feet and the hands would, on the arms would come out of the head. They didn't have a body.
Yeah.
Nice.
Their face and their body were the same, but they were all over the back of this door.
Oh, gosh. But, I mean, countertops. How expensive are countertops? And I went around with a butcher knife and hacked them up. I mean,
it's just evil.
It just, and I used to chop up all the trees in the backyard. I did. With an axe or with it. God forbid I had a machete. And I would go to town on the trees in the back. Princess!
She is ignoring the shit.
Yeah. I know. She's just being a complete and total
Get down.
Bitch.
Down.
What in the name of God?
All right, well, just lay down then, Princess.
What the?
Damn, Hampton's gone nuts.
He's having a fit. He's having an episode.
He is.
Did Crowley bite that dog?
What?
That's what happened
what
to him.
Hell?
That's a rabies Crowley.
He just came out of the bedroom doing that.
Dog. What is with that dog?
He's having a seizure.
He's lost his mind.
Now he'll stop and
he'll
and
vomit.
Choke.
Hold on, he's going to vomit. Get near Steve.
He's like Crowley. He gets all excited.
Get on Steve's lap.
Until he pukes, then he's all right.
But when some of his platonic friends are into that.
He's platonic.
Platonic. Yeah.
Titanic.
Oh,
Titanic.
Lord.
Sequel. All right. Well, this is something Outback. That how did I say that one?
Outback.
Outback.
Parents Outback.
Outback. These are the 19 creepiest and weirdest things children have actually said.
All right.
Number one is titled, "This Boy Probably Needs an Exorcism." Said, "I work at a summer camp, and one day I was playing with this kid who was jumping off things and onto me. I said, 'Hey, be careful. If you kill me, I can't play with you anymore.' He looked me dead in the eyes and said, 'No, but I can play with you.'"
My daddy is Steve Crowley.
I'm reading
give
these
Uncle,
for the...
Give Uncle Steve some sugar on the neck.
That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard a child say.
Called
himself Uncle Steve for one thing.
I don't get it.
You don't get much.
He said, "Be careful if you do that. If you hurt,
you can kill me, and
can
I can't
play
with
the
you
dead
anymore."
Body.
And then but the other kid said, "Yes, but I can play with you." And he would play with the dead kid's body.
No, he would play with the dead adult.
Or dead adult, whatever.
Oh, my God, you didn't even get it.
Well, we see how this is going to go. Keep
Quickly
going.
Nowhere.
Next.
Okay, I'm sorry.
"I woke up to find my 3-year-old son lying in bed next to me. I asked how he got in my bed, and he said, 'He came to protect me from the light eyes that were standing over me while I was sleeping.'"
Dang, son,
whatever.
I'd have lost my mind.
God, I just got chills. Ugh.
Fuck that.
Number 3.
Oh, God, look at Crowley. "These are stupid because I don't believe in the light eyes."
Oh, here we go.
"I don't believe in children."
I don't believe
they
in
do not
I don't
exist.
Believe in children.
People form fully from their mother's womb, spring out at 22. Children do not exist because I don't like them.
Children are a figment. Number 3, "I was babysitting a family friend's kid, and it was just the two of us in the home. She looked around, whispered to me, 'We're not alone in this house.'" Bye.
The maid just came in the back
door. I'm leaving the kid behind.
What a little bitch.
Jesus. Number 4, "My mother was babysitting my daughter while I was at a doctor's appointment and said, 'Oh no, Grandma, Mama's not coming anymore today. She was in a bad, bad accident. She can't come get us.' I had indeed been in an accident and almost got killed in it at the exact time that the little girl said it."
It's a coincidence.
Very strong coincidence.
Very strong coincidence.
Steve?
What?
Yeah, I agree. It's probably a coincidence. Although one time, Christopher, we were on the way to Charleston.
Probably a made-up story.
Oh, so you're calling me a liar now, too, then, I guess.
I think he's talking about that one.
I know, but he'll say mine's made up, too. We were on the way to Charleston, and we were sitting there. I mean, you know, you couldn't see anything off in the distance. And all of a sudden, Christopher in the back seat goes, ooh, fire truck. About 3 or 4 miles down the road, there was a house on fire, and there was a fire. The fire trucks were sitting out front.
Wow. Steve.
Coincidence?
Why do you keep asking me?
Because you're the asshole.
Hashtag, because you're the asshole.
And he is. I was going to call you the skeptic, but TJ's was better.
I'm the skeptic. I don't believe
I just got to cover everything. Number five, I was babysitting and didn't know how to turn off the TV, so it was just static. My four-year-old cousin stared into the static and said, I see the monster.
There he is.
Bye. Unplug. My sister Haley was born exactly 2 months after our great-grandmother died. One day, Haley woke up and informed us it was her 95th birthday. When we tried to reason with her, she started crying, saying that her real name was Irene, which was the grandmother's name, not Haley. This lasted all day, and then the phone rang.
Adam.
This lasted all day, and the next day, she didn't remember saying anything.
She was possessed.
Possessed by the grandma.
The light eyes, or the assholes.
Or the asshole.
Or she was on drugs.
She was high.
I see assholes.
She was
Wait,
high.
A demon tried to take Rebecca. With her shingles.
With her shingles.
A demon gave your wife shingles.
Yeah.
Ew.
His name was Leroy.
Damn.
On our way
or
to
Donnie.
On our way to a theme park, my little cousin once told me.
Or Sal.
You're going to die today.
Well, that's lovely.
Well, they were wrong because.
They're telling the story.
Right. Comma Steve.
Asshole.
Comma Uncle Steve.
No, I'd have been telling the child. You're going to die today.
Hmm. That's abuse, but go ahead.
Because I hate you.
That's
what I'd say to it.
That's how you endear yourself to a listener. You tell them that you hate children. They love it.
Next one. My little cousin said her imaginary friend, Chucky, told her to kill her dad.
Mm.
It turns out they used to have a pool in their backyard that was covered up after the last owner committed suicide. His name was Chai. But my little cousin couldn't pronounce it, so it called him Chucky.
Scary stuff.
All right, this one's titled The Scariest Future Doctor in the World. We're on a boat on vacation, and my four-year-old cousin got really close to me and whispered in my ear,
I love you.
I want to be a doctor so I can watch children die.
Steve touched me.
Let's take a shower.
Platonic.
You
smell like dial. You taste like Life Boy. Where's the loofah?
Your dad wants the shampoo.
The wide mouth.
Where's the loofah? Up my butt. Go get it.
So he wanted to be a doctor so he could see kids die.
All are welcome. It's callback night.
Well, good for him.
It's platonic. Nobody will know.
Crowley, you ever masturbated platonically with another man?
No. Prove it.
You ever lathered up on another man?
How's he supposed to prove
okay,
that?
Okay, we have a list to finish.
I don't know.
That works.
What was the point?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, how would I prove something like that?
Do it.
We want to not. We want to talk to everyone.
I mean, I can't
you've ever
not
been
prove it.
You and TJ sit on the floor naked with your feet touching each other and look into each other's eyes platonically.
No swordplay. Cool. No swordplay.
It'd be cool.
And then we'll whisper to each other, I want to kill children.
I want to kill children. God.
Just like that kid did in the last one.
You know, Gacy from Hell just went, that's fucked up. Even Pee-wee Gaskins just shuddered a little bit.
Oh, God.
Well, it's not like we're going to dress up like clowns, are we?
No, you're going to be naked with your feet touching like this.
What's the difference?
Sitting across from each other, straight-legged.
Yeah. Oh. That would
what? Hold on.
Why are you getting intrigued
by that? I
wasn't
getting intrigued. I was like, oh, that's a disturbing thought.
It looked like a delicious thought. The way he looked, he's like,
oh, God, let's finish the list already. I want to hear about more children dying.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I've come to be with you again.
Why do you taste like life, boy?
Yeah, really.
We go silent, we let it
read
die.
Your freaking ass list.
All right. In the middle of the night, my little sister turned to me and said, do you hear them talking? She was dead silent.
Oh, you need to shave.
You need to shave. Your beard itches.
What?
Did you take the car in?
Did you pay the insurance this morning?
Shut up and lick it.
The worst thing heard from the bedroom. Daddy, your beard itches.
Oh, good night. Good night, fucker. Good night.
Daddy, your beard itches.
You're one sick. You are a sick
and then
bastard.
Right after, and then right after that, you hear. Shut
I didn't
up
know your dad
you
had a beard,
bastard.
TJ.
What?
I didn't know your dad had a beard.
For a little while.
And then, and then
wonder why it disappeared.
That's why he shaved.
Oh, we're all going to hell, and I'm driving the bus.
I'm sitting near the emergency exit trying to maybe sneak out, but probably not.
Next one. My son told me about a dead woman with blue skin, no hair, and black eyes who supposedly lived in our old apartment. He said he watched her follow us outside and try to get in our car, but there was no room. So she stood outside and watched us leave while waving goodbye.
Jesus.
I see dead people. All these children live in a house with no carbon monoxide detectors.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll say either that or they got a hold of some ergot. All
right, this playful game.
They were eating lead paint chips.
Gargling with them.
Playing with jarts
or
in the
ergot.
Front yard.
Without helmets. Ergot tainted wheat bread.
Yep.
What?
They have ergotism.
You've heard of that, ergot. That was the theory of why the panic in Salem.
It's an LSD sort of high. You get hallucinogenic.
It's a mold that grows in wheat.
Yeah. If you keep it too long.
I had not heard that.
It's called ergotism.
The mold is called ergot.
You learn something you don't need to know every day.
I'm taking you two on
unfortunately.
Jeopardy.
No. We're in Jeopardy all the time.
That's true. Playful game gone awry. I was babysitting a 2-year-old boy. Stop.
Here comes the filth. Hold on.
Jesus.
Stand by for filth.
Oh, God.
Is there going to be a shower involved?
I hope so. That's all the jokes I've got.
The sentence that came out of Crowley's bathroom. Daddy, you missed a part of my back.
Did you wash the mole? Come on, wash the mole.
That's all right, hon.
2 days later, Daddy, why does my butthole itch?
Well, hon.
My back is sticky.
That's what happens when the fishers heal up.
Why is the fishers heal?
Why is the water pink?
Jeez.
Oh,
wow.
Wrong.
All of you are treading into some really...
This is what pent-up stress does to people.
Some really enjoyable memories for Steve.
I'm dying over here.
Okay.
Because child abuse is fun.
So anyway, you're babysitting a 2-year-old boy.
Babysitting a 2-year-old boy. We were playing with blocks and he was laughing when he suddenly turned to me and said, I'm going to shoot your head off. We played hide and seek that night and I was terrified of him finding me.
Because he had a gun and he knew how to use it.
All right.
He turned to me and said, I'm going to frost your foot.
Now, didn't
muffin.
He just accuse us of staying
yes,
home?
Here, he's going off the deep end. Do it.
I can't. I was about to, but no. I'll come back from the brink.
Thank God.
Oh, okay. I'm close to the edge tonight,
frost,
so go ahead.
I'm going
to
frost.
Are you
your
edging?
Butt.
No, I'm edging. She's got a feather on me.
It's in my butt.
I'm going to frost your buns.
See, now that completely killed it.
Yeah, you wrecked it.
I frost your nipples.
Have you ever frosted any nipples, T?
Hun?
Everybody stop. Make it,
nah,
stop and make it uncomfortable. Stop and make it uncomfortable.
I'm an old man. It doesn't go that far.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, there's an admission we didn't expect.
All right,
or
next
an
one.
Emission we didn't expect.
We're almost done with this thing.
Thank God.
Yeah,
my 3-year-old son and I were walking in a crowded mall. He likes to say hi to everyone. He started, hi, as people walked by. But out of nowhere, he pointed at a man and said, "You're going to die." And then he continued with his hellos. It's like, hi, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Hello, hi.
Yeah, we got that just now from the article. Thanks for repeating it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't make it really any more dramatic. It wasn't like a good.
Let's go back to talking about pink water again. Thing.
These kids are dumb.
Well, yes.
I'm a nanny for a toddler who's still learning to talk. As we walk through our local cemetery, which is normal in our neighborhood, she pointed to the area above the grave, saying, "People, look, people."
That it?
That's
that was it.
It.
Oh, okay.
Child needs glasses.
And she was actually looking at people walking on the other side of the cemetery.
She's seen gravestones.
Yeah.
She was talking about people over the gravestones.
Floating people.
Oh, like ghosts and stuff.
That blue woman that waved by to the car.
While gargling pink water.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And getting their buns frosted.
Tastes a little like iron.
And dial.
And dial.
Like a mouthful of pennies.
Yep.
And shattered childhood.
When I was a kid, I used to just shove massive amounts of change in my mouth.
Oh, whoa. People keep changing their shoes.
I didn't know that.
I hope you had a good immune system.
I'm still
true,
fucking here.
True.
That's true. Don't get sick that way.
I bet that shit stopped first time you had a filling.
Building up.
Nah, I mean, I don't remember when I quit.
You ever, like, get a piece of aluminum on a filling? Oh, my God.
I would just put a whole bunch of pennies in my mouth and just...
No, I take the wrapper off the juicy fruit before I chew it. Thanks.
I'm alive. I'm still
there was
alive.
A joke there that I was waiting for. Come on. Quicker.
Right by us.
When I was... really little, I pointed to a tree outside my house, shut up, and said to my family, "That tree is going to die." No one thought anything of it, but the next morning, it randomly fell over and crushed my grandpa's car.
To death.
Wow.
To death.
Should have stopped with crushed my grandpa.
And the little kid was standing in the front yard with his fingers.
Okay, this one looks pretty good.
Laughing.
That tree's going to die, and grandpa's car is going to die.
You know what the worst part about this whole list is? My mother commented on our video thread.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, no.
What'd she say?
She said, "Hi, guys."
Hi.
That was it.
Nope,
she's just letting you know that she's there and
she's
paying attention.
Yeah, that's
there.
One of those, yeah, like when
I'm
you were
here.
A kid, kind of walked in and like, mm-hmm.
We're home.
My 3-year-old son.
Oh, sorry.
That was like your mom used to walk in there. Remember, she'd walk into your room. She'd look at us all and go.
Still does.
God, I need a drink. And then she walked back
sometimes
out.
Sometimes she wouldn't say anything. She would just stop
and look.
And then turn around and go right back to where she came from.
Or she'd say, "God, I need a drink."
And you could always hear her coming.
Sliding her feet.
Her feet across the kitchen floor.
If she had a journal in the other room, she was just writing down. Okay, the one with the glasses came in at 9:40.
She was observing and going back and writing down what we were doing.
Jason came in at 8:30.
With little hearts by his name.
TJ didn't get home till 9:15.
And every time she wrote Jason's name, it'd have hearts by it.
Reminder, there's porn in TJ's trunk.
And not drugs.
And not drugs.
Thank God.
14 shavers are missing.
How many of these?
Two more.
200.
Okay, no, I'd say no. Three more.
All right, let's power through them.
Power through them. My 3-year-old son was softly singing while he was coloring. I stopped to listen, but I had never heard the song before.
Isn't
asked where he learned it, and he said,
"SpongeBob."
Is there an echo in here?
I asked him where he learned it, and he said, "The lady in my bedroom sang it to me."
Dun dun dun.
That's a good one.
None of these creep me out in the slightest.
None?
No.
My sister described her imaginary friend, saying he sits on my bed and waits for his mom. He's not allowed to go home by himself because of his arm. I asked what happened to his arm, and he said his mama ran him over while he was drawing with chalk. That's why.
So not only does his imaginary friend has an imaginary mom.
His imaginary friend has an imaginary family.
That's why he's always crying, because he doesn't like being dead. Do you have the Law and Order sound?
No, I got that one somewhere.
Oh, that would be great.
I miss my soundboard.
So this kid not only has an imaginary friend, his imaginary friend has an imaginary family.
Yep, third time. Yep.
Jesus Christ. Yep.
Third Thank reference, you. Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. When I was about four, my mom found me in the bathroom with all my Barbies, making them float face down in the bath.
And dial soap.
When she asked
Pink
what
water.
I was doing, I replied, the man in the wardrobe told me if I didn't do it, it would be my turn to swim face down.
Was this a was this a little boy or a little girl?
He had Barbies.
If it was a little
boy,
she had
then Barbies.
Maybe he, yes. maybe he's got, you know,
a Crowley syndrome or something.
We're done.
Thank God.
we
weren't really into that list, if you couldn't tell.
I don't know.
It was all right.
It's just over.
We're just killing time.
It's just done. I found this and thought it was kind of interesting. I didn't know if anyone in here had weird
bowel movements.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
When's the last time you had a regular bowel movement, there, Steve? Was it watery?
Leave me alone.
Rebecca says hurts or never.
Have you ever popped a hemorrhoid
or
while
his
taking
or never.
A crap?
No.
Oh, God, no. Stop. No.
No? Mm-mm. Like when you wipe and it's just...
No.
It's all covered in...
No.
What?
Why?
Whatever you ask me, I'm going to say
pink
no.
Pink water is funny, but I talk about that and all of a sudden it's risque.
It's extremely risque.
All right. This comes from the Huffington Post.
Well, then that means it's trash right off the bat.
Some people were talking about their favorite food combinations.
Okay.
As disgusting as they are, people are actually enjoying these.
Okay.
For example, cottage cheese and mayonnaise.
Hmm.
How in the world did they come up with that?
That's interesting.
Popcorn, melted butter, and soy sauce.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to try them to see, I guess.
This will be Crowley's favorite, pickles dipped in orange juice.
That's odd.
Yeah. Why are you shaking your head? You would...
Because she's pregnant with your child.
Pickles dipped in orange juice. Sounds good.
See, she's pregnant.
Cliff is just rejoining us. Strange food combinations. We started off with cottage cheese and mayonnaise.
Why are you bragging to TJ about your two kidneys?
Yeah, that's kind of harsh.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm insensitive and
that's
all.
That's very insensitive.
Popcorn.
They overproduce. What can I say? I'm prodigious producer.
Popcorn, melted butter, and soy sauce.
Interesting.
I could see it. Worcestershire, maybe.
Pickles dipped in orange juice.
Sometimes I'll take a piece of bread and just cover it in Worcestershire sauce and eat it.
Well, I can see that. I can see that.
It's like Chex Mix.
And Glenda thinks it's weird, but the kids will do it too because they've seen me do it for so many years.
It makes beef beefier.
It does. Beefy boy. He knows all about beef.
I do.
Your son made coffee tonight. I was real surprised by
Will,
that.
Will. Mm-hmm. He likes coffee, yeah.
Get that from his Uncle Steve.
I don't know the first time. I'm sure
I want to say I was like 4 or 5.
I'm sure it was at my grandparents' house.
I was like 4.
Yeah. My mom didn't ever make coffee, but my grandparents
always
did.
But you're right. At my grandparents' house, the first time I had it.
I was amazed to find out a lot of people do not let their kids have coffee when they're little.
My parents made it.
I don't get it. Is it caffeine? Keep them awake? Or they were giving it to me in the morning before school.
It's the same thing. If you think about it, it's the same thing as sweet tea. Sweet tea has more caffeine in it than coffee.
But coffee is looked at more of as an adult drink.
It's a stigma thing.
It is.
That's all.
Maybe it's because it's hot they wouldn't give it to us, but it was mostly milk.
I always had iced coffee.
Yeah.
Well, you are from up north.
Yeah. I love iced coffee.
Everything's iced up there.
Yeah, it is. Coffee to people.
Including muffins.
What? Oh.
And nipples.
And nipples.
Unless you're an old man like TJ.
Yeah.
You can't reach them from there.
Never mind.
Go ahead.
Someone will be listening to the podcast or it will get reported back to him.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give me that confused look.
She got it.
Yeah. Okay, then.
God damn it, Pam. You won't believe what they said this time. Oh. Laid them all out.
What's up, Dad?
Wow. There it is.
Well, when you're going, you might as well go whole hog.
Told you, I'm driving the bus, and there ain't no speed limit.
Yeah. All right, well, I can't hit the nipples, but I play hell on the belly button.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
There you go. There it is. Yeah.
Fills it up like a crock pot.
Just let it stew. That's why there's some for later on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to have that next conversation.
Steve, say goodbye.
Save us from ourselves.
Say goodnight.
It's too soon.
Too soon. Yeah.
No, not yet. Too soon.
Wait a minute. What's going on right there?
He's jerking it.
No, what's he got in his hands?
His dick.
It's all
right. His phone.
It's all right. You had yours in your hand a while ago.
I was holding it because I was filming us.
No, and then you started scrolling.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's all right.
Welcome to the intermission portion of the show where we bitch about each other. It happens every week.
It does.
Look forward to it. Jesus. Collect them all. This is number 84.
Collect them all.
Trade with your friends.
All right. Ritz crackers, peanut butter, raw onions, and ketchup.
What the hell?
There you go.
Because I actually have, I think, all the ingredients at the house.
Hey.
I have to wait till Steve leaves, though, because he doesn't know how to operate a fucking plastic ketchup bottle.
Sounds like a guy.
Oh, yeah, let's stop for a moment.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I had some some hot dogs, and he wanted some hot dogs.
Or wieners.
And
that's right. TJ, your wiener was in his mouth.
And he was putting ketchup on it.
Well, but he couldn't get the ketchup on it because...
Two of them.
Well, you tempted...
It was Rebecca's TJ's wife's wiener.
It's a plastic ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
Let's say if you have a half full ketchup bottle, what do? To get ketchup out?
I turn it over, tap it on the thing, give it a shake, but it still wouldn't come out. I look into the kitchen. All right, here's what I see. Crowley... with the ketchup bottle, squeezing. It won't come out.
I bet everything down at the end was empty, was clear, and all the ketchup was at the top.
No, the whole bottle was red, but that's what had happened. The entire inside of the bottle had been coated in ketchup, and there was none down in the bottom, to come out the spout. So I'm like, what are you doing?
Christ.
He's like, it won't come out. I was like, all right, so I don't really pay any attention. Well, I look over there. And I look back, and he's chopping the side of the bottle with his hand, like a karate chop. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
All the jokes that have been missed in the past 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, it's because, if you take a regular Heinz 57 bottle and you tap the 57, the ketchup will run out.
Right.
This is a squeeze bottle. I said, Crowley, close the top. Huh? I said, close the top. So he's trying to close it and clips it all the way. Close it all the way. Yeah. I said, make it snap. I got it. So he says, I said, now tap it on the counter.
Just
so he taps it on the counter. And that's
TJ
when you
goes, who's there?
Yeah, TJ's like, what the hell is that?
Bang, who's bang, knocking? Bang, bang. What's that?
So anyway, he pops it open. And then he's like, oh, there it goes. I'm thinking, what kind of a moron doesn't know how to get ketchup out of a bottle?
Well, if anybody...
Wait a minute. And then Cliff goes, and he operates a motorized vehicle.
Yeah.
And then I went... oh, shit, I'm riding with him.
And then Cliff gave me the option. I could drive you home. Would you rather drive home with a tipsy me
or sober Steve? I'm picking Cliff.
I'm not sure what the difference is.
Okay, at some point, I can pull over.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve won't.
Exactly.
I can make it.
How do you pull over?
I'm in the ditch, but I can make it.
But if there's anybody
Jeep
that
life.
Can get a fluid out of a phallic, thing.
Oh, where would we... So you had to go there to the gay stuff.
I know. Should have been
funny though.
He likes the gay stuff.
How about tuna fish on spaghetti with marinara sauce?
Tuna, no. Anything?
I don't know. That seems odd.
Yeah, very too odd. Hot chocolate and cheese.
That's just weird.
Barbecue sauce on hot dogs.
I like that.
I could do that.
I like
mustard base. Mustard base. Got to be mustard base.
Yeah, we do. We've done that.
Oh, my gosh. Still do that.
White bread, butter, and sprinkles.
Sprinkles. What are sprinkles?
Like Jimmy's.
The stuff you
hundreds
put on.
Hundreds of thousands.
The sprinkles you
sprinkles
put on.
Sprinkles on a cake. Or on a donut.
Yeah, like cupcake sprinkles.
That'd be too sweet for me,
That's a big deal. I think in Sweden, they sell those chocolate sprinkles, and people make sandwiches with them, and it's super common. But it's chocolate sprinkles.
That's
Jimmy's. Hundreds and thousands, whatever you want to call them.
A grape jelly and mayonnaise sandwich.
No.
How about mayonnaise and peanut butter?
I was just about to mention that. I posted it. It was an ad from the 50s for Jif peanut butter and Hellman's mayonnaise and all the things you can make with them together.
Ew.
And I was like, I think I posted, I don't even know what this is. You know, what's going on here?
Remember the one Jell-O used to put out was celery-flavored Jell-O with hot dogs and stuff in it.
Oh, just go back and look at some of the old 60s recipes of the things you can make, like with Jell-O and these different. They're weird stuff. Mm-hmm.
That
Very
is
strange.
Awful.
Weird. Yeah. Which I'll tell you something I always thought was weird, but people seem to love it, is the pears with the sour cream or mayonnaise and cheese
or cottage cheese
or a cherry on it.
Whatever.
My mom used to make them with cherries on it.
And I'm just like, that just seems, because they serve them at school on a lettuce, piece of
lettuce. Yeah.
Was it sour cream or mayonnaise?
I think it was cottage cheese.
No, it wasn't cottage cheese. It was mayonnaise. I think it was mayonnaise.
A whole
cheese with like cheddar cheese sprinkled on top.
That's weird.
That is the
worst. I never got that one.
Ugh. Well, it's like the, I don't like Jell-O with the fruit in it.
I don't like Jell-O, period.
Really?
I don't like...
Mm-mm. There's always
like
room
Jell-O
for Jell-O.
I don't like Jell-O. I don't like bananas. I don't like strawberries. You know, I don't like pears.
You know what Jell-O is. It's boiled-down animal leftovers.
Yeah, it's
bones and skin and hooves.
I like Jell-O shots.
No argument. You're not going to get an argument, really.
I mean, I've had a few drinks and had a Jell-O shot, and it was okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't like true Jell-O.
Right. Well, it was. I mean, it was Jell-O.
It was
alcoholic Jell-O.
Yeah, made with vodka.
But it was free, and I wasn't.
I was going to turn it down.
How about a hamburger with a chocolate chip cookie on top?
Oh God!
No, but I'll tell you the weirdest thing, and I didn't know this was a thing. But
chocolate meat. No,
we were always joking about how they when I worked at the power plant. Todd Gibson, a friend of mine, and me, about how they put eggs on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went down there one day, and I saw it in there, and I was like, what the hell? So I called Todd. I said, I'm coming back to the alarm station to relieve you. I want you to go to the canteen and look in section whatever of the snack machine that was there. They had a hamburger with egg.
I've heard of that. Huddle House sells that, don't they? Or is it
I could almost see that.
Venus has something called the mess, and it's a hamburger steak on fries with gravy and cheese and a freaking egg on top.
That's a northern thing.
It's actually good.
Yeah, I could almost see that.
But to me, it was just funny because we had talked about they put an egg on everything down there, and damn it, there's a hamburger with an egg on it.
I could do a hamburger with an egg on there.
It might be good.
Sausage burger with egg on it, maybe.
Mm.
Maybe. That's still a lot of sausage.
I mean, it's basically like an egg McMuffin.
Yeah.
You know.
Just,
I love Egg McMuffin.
Now, I like milk and Pepsi.
Oh,
I've heard of people drinking milk and Pepsi.
That's why I first saw it was Laverne and Shirley, and I would like watch it in the afternoon, like the reruns, and I was like, you know what? And I was like a probably Connor's age, you know, like 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that area, and I was like, I'm going to give this a shot. Loved it. I mean, if you think about it, it's like a float.
See, I don't like root beer floats.
Never
liked any kind of Coke float, Pepsi, none of that.
Really?
Like him, no.
You know, there's a very popular sandwich in the UK called the toast sandwich, and it's exactly what you think it is. It's a piece of toast between two pieces of bread. I shit you not. Very, very popular.
And what, I mean, did they put anything on it, or is it just dry?
It's a toast sandwich.
It's not gross.
If you only have two pieces of bread, it's then an open-faced toast sandwich, I guess.
I used to dip potato chips in ketchup.
It's like French fries.
Yeah, I used to do that too. I still can't stand watching people put ketchup on their scrambled eggs.
I've never done that.
Oh, I've done that. I always do. Yeah, I love that.
Then you got people like Brian Martin who put hot sauce on everything. You were talking cottage cheese earlier.
Yeah.
We'll go to Shoney's. He'll get like cottage. He'll get what he calls a cold plate. He's got all the cold stuff. And then he'll put hot sauce on his cottage cheese, on his macaroni, on everything.
Now, I'll put hot sauce on a good bit of stuff. But
I put it on a lot of things, but not everything.
But not like a cottage cheese.
But hell, it might be good. I don't know.
I mean, it might be.
I've never tried it.
Cottage cheese doesn't really even have a flavor.
No.
Not really. No. It's got some, I guess. I don't know. I always, whenever I eat it, I like it, but I'm like, this needs something like salt or maybe the hot sauce.
Bacon.
Maybe it's hot sauce.
Bacon or roast.
You know, I like bacon, but I don't like bacon flavored things.
No, the fake bacon.
Yeah, no.
Powdered bacon. Listen,
I bought these Ritz crackers a little while back, and I was eating them because we had a little snack tray, and I had like pepperoni and salami and cheese, and I was putting them on the Ritz cracker with a little mustard and eating them, and I was like, something's just weird. I don't know what it is. And I was like, I don't know what the hell's wrong with these Ritz crackers. They got little black spots all over them. They're like pepper or cracked pepper or something.
Weevils.
You know? Yeah, almost like weevils.
They're 17
me,
years old.
I just couldn't.
It Andy was, Griffith wrote, did the commercials.
I would eat like one or two, and I was just like, you know, I'm just not feeling these, and I'd put them up. Well, it was about 2 or 3 days into doing that every afternoon, or whatever, and I happened to look at the box, and it was Ritz crackers with bacon. I was like, son of a bitch, that's what it is.
But that's just
it was
wrong.
Awful. It was awful. Oh, but Glenda and the kids loved them. No. But I just didn't look at the box.
Well, they could eat them.
Yeah, they did, too. They're gone.
Some of these flavors they're coming out with of food is just strange. Just unappealing.
It's like they've just run out of stuff to sell.
Well, I mean, it's like having all these flavored vodkas.
Or the Oreos.
Or the Oreos.
Or the vodkas.
And the red velvet Oreos were not good.
Or the,
I don't care what anybody says.
Or the potato chips. The
cinnamon. Now they got cinnamon roll Oreos.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I don't know. That's
but you do that, but you haven't tasted it
but
yet.
But I haven't tasted
you might,
yeah.
I
it.
I
might
did that with
like
the red velvet. I thought the red velvet, I was like, oh my God, the world can end and I'm good.
Yeah.
But they were just like Oreos with a sweeter, not as good filling. I mean, they just were not. I didn't like them.
What about the wasabi ginger potato chips?
No, thank you.
They're actually really good.
I don't like wasabi. Wasabi's a weird hot. It's like a
horseradish.
It's like a horseradish.
It is.
You know, it's not even that it's hot. It just hurts.
Right. Well, Glenda and Chris read those wasabi peas. They love those.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And to me, they're just
enjoyable.
It always
like
kills my sinuses.
I like a peppery vinegar hot.
Right.
Not horseradish. See, Glenda loves horseradish.
Well, see, I like horseradish. I like horsey sauce.
Well, I like horsey sauce, but she likes horseradish.
Horseradish.
Yeah.
And what will she put it on?
Sandwiches or, you know, whatever.
On prime rib, I can deal with it.
Yeah.
But that's the only time.
Hiccup. Burp.
Yeah,
hiccup.
That's it.
It happens.
I'm on the last one.
I don't like hot stuff at all.
That's not what I heard.
He was just waiting.
I thought you liked it.
You love a Latina.
I thought you liked it when it burned.
You love the lady south of the border.
Oh, my God. I can't
right
even
out there on
995.
He loves to go south of the border on the ladies.
I can't even get into a conversation.
Okay, sorry. You know what? You're right, Steve.
You're the only single one. We can pick on you. You can have anything you want, any girl you want.
He just wants to suck her titties. That's all.
3, 2, 1. Speaking of weird combinations.
Oh, by the way, Layla's almost done. She's done with her list, the 10 strange band combinations. And she gave me a sampling today.
Okay.
She hasn't written it yet, but she's got them down. She's going to write about them now. But the only one she gave me was Weezer and Kenny G.
Oh, no.
Which, yes, that is weird.
Yeah, and it's happened?
Oh, yeah, it happened. She's got a video and everything.
Good. Looking forward
Weezer
to receiving
and
that.
Kenny G or...
Cliff's looking forward to receiving it, Layla. Whatever
bring it
is.
To me, honey.
Whatever it is you have for
it. Send it on down through
give
the emails.
Give it to me, baby.
Give
it to me.
Now, see, why does it sound gay when you do
why
it?
Why is it bad when I do it?
I
but
don't
it's
know.
Okay when y'all do it.
It should be okay for two platonic friends who've been buds for years sitting on the love seat together to cuddle and sing Give It to Me, baby.
Steve's going to be mad when I tell him what I just did.
Uh-oh.
I think you're pretty fly for a white guy.
I popped a blackhead on my cheek.
Didn't tell him?
Yeah.
He loves that. He missed it.
I know.
Going to be so disappointed.
I didn't even know it was there until I...
Uh-huh.
At least I hope it was that and not some sort of a spider bite.
Steve's fantasy is a smoking cat with a big boil on it that he can pop. That is what it is.
You really
a smoking cat.
You should get back to dermatology school.
I know
school.
I should.
Go back to dermatology school?
Oh, I never went.
When did you start that?
He was freelance.
He was freelancing, yeah. He got one of those certificates out of the back of a magazine.
Okay. Went to Trump University.
Trump University.
$8 out of Popular Science. And you too can be a dermatology student.
It's fun.
And there's nothing wrong with two platonic friends popping boils off of their asses.
They've been buds for many years.
They've been buds for many years. And Steve, it just seemed to make sense at the time.
Steve has a framed collection of
his
house.
How many times you and Steve slept in the same room together?
In the same room?
Bed. Well, I mean, the same bed, whatever. In the same.
I don't think we've ever slept in the same bed, but I know we've slept in the same room.
Yeah, because you've always had like a bed and a couch in your
same
room.
Same chair.
Had the loft.
I slept on the night it was the three loft. Of us. I was on the floor. I think now, Steve must be on the loft and you were in the bed.
Because I had multiple variations of that.
Yeah.
There was the
That's
loft.
That's another book.
The loft with the double bed for a while.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Small published magazine called Variations. God, I had a great childhood. I really did.
And then you had the couch.
Yeah.
Then I had the couch with that. And then I had the, and I think the bed actually came after because I had the bed, the loft, and the couch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Steve might have been on the couch that it was the night we found the car in the ditch.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was on the floor.
I don't think you were on the floor.
I think I was on the floor.
I think you were on the couch. Crowley was in the loft, and I was on the bed.
Was I on the couch? Yeah. Maybe I was on the couch. I don't know.
There really wasn't a lot of floor space in there for anyone to really
stick to that floor.
Crash on the floor.
Because it was tacky.
Yeah.
Although we've known a few people to be on the floor.
Well, it was 70. It was 70 shag that would.
It was. It was grab
you 70 and shag carpet and that TJ never vacuumed.
Yeah, it was green. Yeah.
Oh, never vacuumed.
He vacuumed it all the time. That's why it was bare in spots.
Yeah.
Well, it was always leaves and shit.
There was always leaves and shit all over it.
Well, it's because all the leaves would blow into that back door. But how about that for a color combination that my parents put together? Was the green shag
and
carpet
the paneling
and green. The brown paneling.
It's classic. Classic 70s combination.
Oh. In the 70s, that was it.
And then in my bedroom, my original bedroom.
Oh, that was the red.
It was the red carpet with the brown
paneling.
And then the weirdest, and the light fixture.
Very, very similar to what you've got going on here.
Yeah, kind of.
The red, the brown.
But see, that
blue
works on the wall.
And paneling.
It does.
But I remember, do you remember the light fixture in my old bedroom?
No,
it was almost like
you were in the new room by the time I started.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I'd been in the back bedroom a few, you know, since then a few times, but we never
went into the back.
No,
of the
not
house,
with his
hardly.
Sister.
It was a
she
wagon.
Had her own room.
It we was, hardly ever went into the back of the house.
It was out in there.
I can't remember that. That's
it right. was a wagon.
I can't
wheel,
remember if you took a right or left.
Almost, it was like a wagon wheel looking chandelier.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the spiky.
Yes, it's still there.
It's
or was, 70s. Was
well,
there.
It's still there. Yeah,
the roof fell in, yeah.
Place looks like crap now.
Mm-hmm.
Such
it's
a shame.
Sad.
I actually still have dreams about that house.
Is anybody living there now?
Yeah. Someone's renting it, I think.
Yeah.
Or doing a rent to own, but I mean, all the.
Speaking of dreams, I had a weird one last night.
Uh-oh.
For some reason, I was in a car. Adam was driving. And I shocked his thumb with a taser. Because we wanted to see if he could drive while being shot with a taser.
Welcome to high school.
Don't
you know,
laugh.
That actually,
don't
that
laugh,
actually...
Cliff. You were there.
Whoa.
We were following. We were the last car in a line of cars that stopped at a light. In front of us was Katie Morris, who was a chick we knew from karaoke over there. In front of her was John Kasich, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio.
Doing a ride share.
Donald Trump. And Cliff, they were in different cars.
I was trying
they were all
to murder
driving,
them.
Shut up. They were all driving AMC Pacers.
Yes.
What the hell?
I know. I can tell you what the hell. Hold on. I shocked Adam, and he, you know, and we stopped at the light, and I had to get out. I'm trying to flag down Cliff and John Kasich and Ted Cruz, and they're not stopping. I think Cliff stopped. He saw me. But they were pulling away, and that's when I woke up. The problem was I'd run out of Paxil.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That
you know,
man.
You know, it's weird you say that, because I was on an antidepressant, and if I ran out,
oh yeah,
the dreams,
the electric shocks,
nuts.
They're crazy, but vivid.
Oh yeah, like, I remember it like I was there.
It's like, this. There's no way this is feasible. However,
yep.
It's totally feasible. Dog, what in the fuck are you doing?
I know that dog has
dog
been
jumped
sitting there for
on
the
DJ.
Last 15 minutes trying to get up here.
Go see your mother that loves you.
Rather than your
suckle
father
at her teat.
What?
Dear God in heaven.
Cohampton, suckle at the teeth.
Because Steve's dry.
Steve's got nothing.
I'm barren. He's got,
and TJ's an old man.
I'm barren.
That's right.
But yeah, that was a weird dream.
Nothing reaches his nipples anymore, apparently.
Yeah.
That was a weird dream. I don't know where Steve and TJ were.
I don't
know
why I'd be in the car with Kasich and they were Trump somewhere. Unless I was trying to kill him.
You weren't. You were in a line of cars.
Oh.
You each had your own AMC Pacer. The big bubble one.
We're going to race.
So, but let me get this straight. So were Cliff was the only one that Rhapsody? Stopped?
Well, Cliff stopped. Katie stopped. And I think the other guys started stopping down the road.
They started flipping.
The only one that you feel that you can count on. Is Cliff Wilson.
That's it.
I guess.
Vote for me. If nominated, I will not
well,
run.
I don't know where the two of you fuckers were. Y'all probably somewhere cuddling platonically on
platonically
the couch.
Or in the smelling, shower.
Slathering each other up somewhere.
Smelling like pink dial.
Pink dial. Pink dial.
I think Lifebuoy was red soap. So.
Yeah, it was.
Have y'all ever had a dream that you were friends with a celebrity?
No.
Not that I can recall.
That's a psychotic dream, from what I understand. But tell us about yours.
Yeah. I don't remember any particular, but I've dreamt
you had a Katie Lang dream?
I've dreamt
they were singing a duet of Constant Craving.
Did you look alike? Maglemore was back in the back.
They were all driving Dodge Darts.
Maglemore featuring Crowley.
Who was the celebrity you had a dream about, Steve?
I don't remember anybody specifically now.
Well, how
but
in the fuck were you?
How did you know they were famous?
Yeah, they weren't a celebrity. They were Joe. Just Joe.
Just Joe.
Lives behind the Circle K.
Platonic Joe.
You just know you had a celebrity dream.
Yeah.
And you wanted us to give you equal time for that shit story. I'm not even going to try. Well, don't, because there fucking wasn't anything.
Don't forget, you can hear us.
All right, only funny does.
Oh, Jesus, it's spreading.
Dumbshits.com.
No, don't say that. That's a real website. Because yeah. I bought it and put your picture up
there. It's covered in brown.
I'm Steve. Hi.
Brought to you by Dial.
And Lifebuoy.
No, they refused. I talked to Procter & Gamble. They said no, hell no.
You smell like Dial and shattered childhood.
Oh.
You smell like broken dreams and sadness.
And the salt of your tears.
Is anybody's adulthood better than their childhood?
Oh,
or
no.
Or is your childhood better than your adulthood?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Mine's
That's
probably
a good
equals
question.
Out.
My adulthood is definitely better than my childhood.
I can really? I can drink legally.
I didn't know that your childhood was really that bad.
I don't
for you.
Think it was.
Because I've known you. I knew
was,
you as a child. And
I was
we've
very
seen,
depressed.
How did it, well, you hit it well.
I was always depressed. I was always anxiety
And how has that changed
ready.
From now?
Yeah, why is True. It better now?
Well, now he can buy cigarettes legally.
Because now I'm on medicine.
Because now I can...
I don't have to live with the depressing people.
No, I have distractions.
You had distractions back then. It was called Dick Rambone.
Dick, wow.
What the hell? 13.5 inches of mouth
water in the shower.
Pussy fucking mouth. What was it?
Pussy pounding.
Pussy pounding. Mouth water. Mouth filling.
What
meat is
wait,
or something
wait,
like that?
Wait.
He's got it memorized, y'all.
Yeah, he does.
Oh okay, my let's, God.
Let's please put some. Let's please put some perspective on this.
He's down at Picketing Video reading the back of the box.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
What's she upset
I don't
about?
Know. She's not upset.
She catches.
Hey, listen. Wait till you hear this. You ready? This is also something else I memorized from a porn magazine right, well, as a child.
Oh my God!
Slurping and sucking on pussies and asses is the meaning of freedom to these lusty lasses.
Oh my God! It rhymed. How poetic.
Is that why you're gay?
No.
Sure.
I'm sure.
No.
You know the sad part about that is he said, I memorized that in my childhood.
Yes.
He did. Yeah. So he used to have these couple few magazines. And one of them, the centerfold, was this dude's pecker.
Wow.
Once again.
What?
Wasn't that what it was?
Like a wiffle ball bat.
What are you talking about? It was like a hardcore porno mag.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Dick Rambone.
Yeah, Dick Rambone. Yeah. He was this Hispanic porn star.
Oh God, I didn't know he was Hispanic. I don't remember that much.
Well, I remember what he looked like. He looked Hispanic.
And I remember, anyway, he had a mustache.
What year was he born?
It had
Steve?
This thing in it. It was like him laying out.
What's
and
his
then,
sign?
And then it had What's written underneath things? It. Because we used to laugh about
yeah,
it all the
we
time.
Did.
Yep. It had written underneath it 13 and a half inches of. It was pussy pumping.
Pounding.
Pussy pounding. Mouth filling, meat. something meat.
All we're missing is the ripping and the tearing.
And we thought it was funny.
Well, good night. Good night.
Houston, we used to look at those. What were they? Carolina.
The Carolina Swingers magazine.
Swingers magazine.
Oh, God.
And there was one in there where the dude was talking about large, loose balls were a plus.
Gumsy, Tom and Nancy.
We just thought that was hilarious back
then. And
then
we found an ad from somebody that was in Hartsville.
Tom and Nancy.
And we were trying to figure out who it was, the age and the stats. I bet if we knew that person.
We were obsessed with seeing if we knew these people.
They're a coach at a local high school.
Yeah,
they teach health.
We had just hit puberty, so it was all a new thing to us.
The world was a damn free-for-all.
So, platonically, the two of you would look at
Carolina Swingers.
Carolina Swingers.
Yes.
What's wrong with a couple of platonic friends who've been buds for a few years
looking at porn
magazines together?
Naked.
Well,
we weren't naked.
We were clothed. You talking about you and Ashley? Because y'all were naked looking at them.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we've seen
I meant TJ.
I've seen the video.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
I've seen the video.
I don't remember being naked with anybody looking at porn mags.
The dust off the VHS
to really?
Find that one.
But evidently, according to Ben, you've done it.
Oh, I was just guessing.
And he hit it right on the head because I've seen that video. It's in a safe deposit box.
Now TJ can vouch for this. Anytime we'd go somewhere, who always wanted to go to the adult bookstore?
Ashley.
No.
Crowley. He always does.
Yeah.
Every time we take a road trip, he wants to go.
He always wants to find the adult bookstore.
That's something we left out of the trip to Barnwellworth.
Yeah, we
Steve
did.
Steve was like, "How many? Let me Google and see how many adult bookstores are on the route."
Oh, I wonder how many had clean booths.
He wanted
y'all
to,
are just
you. Lie, you wanted to
Y'all
stop at the one in Orangeburg. Isn't there an adult
now.
World in Orangeburg? Do they have booths? Can we go in? Can we stop?
You don't want to go into those booths. They have stuff hanging from the
I
ceiling.
I hope they
like
have glory holes.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I can't go in the booths. I wore my good shoes. That's what I heard.
I did not
I remember
say
hearing
any
that.
Of this.
I wore my good shoes.
I've got my clean pants on.
If I'd have known we were going in there, I'd have worn my old wet shoes.
I'd have wore a pair
my
of sweat
raggedy
pants
yeah.
I could just pull down real quick.
My easy access, as I call them.
My easy access pants.
Adult bookstores are old hat to me. There's nothing new
old
or original
what?
About them.
Old hat.
Old hat.
Oh.
I
didn't know what she said.
We've hit a lull. There
well,
it is.
There it
so,
is.
Okay.
The rhythm is broken.
You can check us out at www.
Oh, he's doing the billboard.
Dot.
Don't act like you don't know what it is.
PlatonicShowers.com.
We don't own
I wonder
that.
If there's a PlatonicShowers.com.
How about a PlatonicGoldenShowers.com?
What's platonic about that?
Hey. Two guys.
Couple of guys.
Been friends for a while.
Peeing on each other.
Just want to see what it's like. You know, they trust each other.
Piss on each other?
Yeah, you know.
No, that's not what they do, is it? That's not what they do.
No, it's Mountain Dew.
They don't just pee on each other.
Oh, good God.
But I bet it was,
all right.
But it was
all right.
Warm.
Please,
how did that
please
happen?
Tell these people how they can.
Guess what?
www.platonicshowers.com
is available.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Let's get it. Before
somebody send us a donate $150 so we can buy that domain.
We can buy it on GoDaddy.com.
That's it.
And we'll put pictures of Steve and TJ. Showering and lathering each other up.
Platonically.
Platonically, of course.
Like, yeah.
You know, because there's a spot on my back I can't quite reach.
From as far away from each other as they could possibly be.
In a shower.
Using a stick with a dial soap on the end of it. There you go.
A stick and a rag.
I'm done. I'm finished. That's it.
There's all that right. Dog doing that again.
What the hell?
The dog has lost its fucking mind.
Oh, my. All right. OnlyFunnyToUs.com. Facebook.com.
It's running the bases. That's what he's doing. He's playing cricket.
I don't know what he's doing.
Of course, as soon as I start filming, he quits.
I'm going to vomit now. Hold on.
Yeah, let me stop and
he's
going
to puke. He's going to... There he goes.
He's eating
there we go.
It's grass.
Not that kind of grass. Yard grass.
Facebook.com/OFTUS.
Now he's taking a little shit.
At OFT. Nice.
Is it really?
No.
Damn, I say it doesn't look like
he
was.
It looked like he was humped over there for a hunched over there for a minute. Producing one.
What the hell's our website?
www.onlyfunnyus.com,
facebook.com/onlyfunnyus.
At OFT Podcast.
On Twitter, Periscope. Check out us on Facebook Live on my account. Cliff will share it. TJ and Steve, they'll never share it
on their account. They don't know how that works. They have this internet phobia.
They're too busy soaping up each other's balls.
I remember somebody.
Platonically.
I remember someone.
Platonically.
Yeah, you have to remember. You have to. Yeah, you have to
include Plato in that.
You have to use that. That's an addendum that always has to go with
that. That one's going to get written on the wall just like sexual jealousy has been.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That sexual jealousy.
All are welcome. That's another good
old
callback.
Platonically, sexual jealousy.
Oh, gosh. I can't remember them all now. I've listened to the show so many times. Well, and written it so many times.
New t-shirt idea. Platonically. It's all okay as long as it's platonic.
That's right.
With a picture of Steve and TJ silhouettes on it. Really close together.
Lathering and soapy.
And a bar dial.
And a bar dial soap. We'd get so fucking sued.
Oh. Hey, we don't have to be
cease and desist letters would descend on us from Procter & Gamble.
We'll change the D to a P and call it pile soap.
Or with a B, bile.
Bile soap. I don't know, pile sounds more like poo-poo, so yeah. Crowley would hate that more.
A big pile of steam.
All right,
poo.
Steve.
Say goodnight.
Well, you didn't.
Do we need to thank the Dr. C and Dr. Z podcast?
Yeah,
I think we do. Please listen to them on Spreaker. It's Dr. C and Dr. Z.
That's right.
Podcast. They're our friends of ours from Australia.
Australia.
Give us some really great conversations.
I'll tell you what, Steve. Give us an Australian accent real quick.
Yeah, Melbourne. Do Melbourne specifically.
I don't know any regional dialects.
Can we get one from Perth?
Yeah, do a Canberra.
Okay. Out on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's my Darwin one.
Oh, careful.
He's going to say you never drank a beer in your life.
There's a city called Darwin in Australia.
No shit, I know this.
All I can do is say that phrase. I don't know anything else in Australia.
Ask TJ.
It's not a language,
Australian,
it's an
like
accent.
It's another language.
Ask TJ if he wants to take a platonic shower with you in Australian.
Would you like to take a platonic shower with me?
Now, Dr. C and Dr. Z, give us some feedback on that, please.
Let me know if I sounded good.
I've Skyped with them a couple of times.
Tear them apart.
They're going to have some opinions.
Tell TJ.
Okay.
Tell TJ you want to soap him up really good.
I never professed that I knew Australian.
It's just not a language. I know. It's a goddamn accent.
They speak English, you son of a bitch.
Well, you know what I mean when I say that. I meant the accent.
Tell TJ how much you want to soap him up with Lifebuoy and Dial in an Australian accent.
Hold on. Get a bucket first. Because if he does that, I'm going to throw up.
Go.
I really want to...
No.
Go! Do it!
What if I say it again?
I really want to soap you up with Lifebuoy and Dial, you hairy platonic friend.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I really want to
do
soap
it.
You
picture
up
of it in my...
with Lifebuoy and Dial, my hairy platonic friend. I don't know. And I could do this. I really want to soap you up with Lifebuoy and Dial, my hairy platonic friend.
I'm not sure
that
what's going on
Russian.
With Russian. That wasn't even close
that
to
wasn't
Russian.
Natasha. Boris, love Natasha.
Please, for the love of Christ, say goodnight. Tell TJ the same thing with a French accent.
When I say this to all of you out there, I mean it in the most platonic way possible.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Hold my hair.
Good night. Good night, mate. Put a shrimp on the vibey.
The vibey?
What the hell is a vibey?
Is it over? Oh, God.